For many Democrats, President Bush's victory left them shocked, angered, and depressed. So some Claremont Democrats used a Democracy for America meeting, not only to commiserate, but to figure out what happened and plan for the next time. Activist Isabel Crum shared some thoughts on bridging the cultural divide, as well as on her own struggle to remain open-minded.
I found this, that you sit down one-on-one with people, keep your temper, and you talk it through, then that's the only way. And be armed with intelligent facts that they can't dispute. When I found out the young people didn't vote the way that they were going to vote, my first thought was like, fine, bring in the draft, let him go to war. And I'm like, no, I can't think like that.
Other members, like Lana Strickland, focused on what the liberal left did wrong.
I think that we've been guilty of talking about the other side as stupid. There is a difference between uninformed and stupid.
Disillusionment may have brought them together, but the members left energized, vowing to get out of their comfort zones and fight for no less than the heart of the Democratic Party. This is Pam White for Annenberg Radio News.